Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show, kicking us off tonight, Saviors.
We'll be right back.
two belters starting off the show tonight, Black Rainbows and the title track off their new album Hawk Dope, and before that was Saviour's Narcotic Sea. So yeah, welcome again to the show. I have a couple of beers to taste tonight. Two from the One Brewery, Grafters Brewery, and I'll tell you about them a bit more. One is a pale ale and the other is their IPA. So what am I going to play next? Got this German band, Grimmage, Tales from Beyond, and this from their album that's just out. This song is called Hunter.
Thank you. dollar brought me and a whiskey brought me home. Was it all for nothing? Do I even care? I guess I'm made to suffer and disappear.
Evil Glitter Bones. That's taken off the split EP they did with Chiefs. And before that, you had Grimmage Hunters. I'm really enjoying that one. It was described in one thing I read as somewhere in the middle between Caius and Mayhem. Not quite getting that yet, but I'll give it a few more listens. What do I play next? I think I'll play something off the Build for Speed Motorhead tribute. A lot of punk bands do Motorhead songs. This is Zeke, I'll Be Your Sister.
If you need someone to love.
Okay, that was Riff Lord, Heavy Queen. That's off their album 26 Mean and Heavy. It's fucking great. Been listening to it a good bit, and I'd recommend you do the same. Before that, Zeke, I'll Be Your Sister, Motorhead tribute. I'm kind of nearly finished this first beer. I've decided to go for the IPA first. I had one of each the other night, and of the two, this was the one that was the standout. It's Grafters, or a small batch beer, it says on the label. A crisp, bitter American style IPA bursting with aromas of citrus fruits, juicy tangerines, and bitter grapefruit flavors are balanced with a strong malt backbone. Yeah, it's more malty than hoppy, in my opinion. It comes in at 6.5%, and it's brewed out in Kildare in the Rye River Brewery. I don't know whether it's what way it's done. It's probably a contract brew. So it even has the name of the brewer, and it's batch number 16. But they're available at the moment. Where did I see it? In Dunn's. I think it was £2.50 a bottle, or £2 a bottle. And the other one I'll be trying out in a bit is the pale ale. But it's very easy to drink. It's not like the most flavoursome and hoppy of beers. It's malty, but it is very easy to drink. You'd get a load of them down you in a night if you were that way inclined, or if you just wanted to enjoy one or two, that would be fine. So next up, I picked up the new Sun and Sail Club, and their second album, The Great White Dope. It's no vocoder on it so far, as I've only just given a few songs a listen, and this one kind of stood out. Sun and Sail Club, Fu Man Sail Club, maybe. It's great. It's very Fu Man Chudo. So have a listen yourself. This is Dresden Fireboard Freakout. We'll be right back.
is holding its breath. Stone marks the spot. You know who you are. The outlander in chalk. Word to the wise. And the barman calls die.
Faint No More there, off their new album Soul Invictus. That was Count of Shame, and before that two songs from the Sun and Sail Club, Dresden Fire, Bird Freak Out and Level Up, Shut It Down. That's I'm guessing I'm gonna really love that album the more I listen to it. So yeah, how much time is left? We've got about 12 more minutes. I'll fit in a few more songs. Might even get to review that second beer. I'll play some Fubar next. This is Wretched Ships.
Let's go.
Mother's Torch and Barrier Hammer off their album Restarter. They played here the other night. It's coming towards the end of the show now, and I'm drinking this second beer, Grafters Pale Ale. It's a bit, after drinking the other one, like, the other one kind of kicks its arse flavour wise. This is grand, it's light, it's what's the blurb on the back? A refreshing and hop forward beer with subtle notes of caramel balancing the smooth hop bitterness and flavours of tangerine and grapefruit. It's a bit of a stretch. It's malty enough without that big hop kick you'd expect from a nice American pale ale. Same complaints as the IPA, but they're both really drinkable, so, you know, well worth giving them a shot. What am I going to play next? The Bronx played the other night as well, so I should really play something by them for Steve. Something off the mariachi band, maybe. Only messing. He'd kill me if I played something off that, because I'd say he secretly likes it though. Let me just fucking see what I have by them. I'll play the old reliable. Say the words, so maybe forget.